This is Harry Murray of Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Let's do our podcast for the month of September. This is a great time for both bass and trout fishing. We're very, very fortunate. The rains that we've had have gotten these mountain trout streams up to even the small feeders in the upper reaches are outstanding. I fished a small feeder yesterday, and there are just oodles of brook trout in here. There's good food up on the surface, and you can take these on dry flies. The rains have really helped us a whole lot. Now, I would definitely either go in from the National Forest roads at the head of the streams or off the Skyland Drive. My book refers to all of these, the Virginia Blue Ribbon Stream and also Trout Fishing at Shenandoah National Park. But go in at the trailheads and walk down. Oh, I usually walk down about an hour and then turn and fish my way back up. Now, if you don't want to do that and walk back up the mountain at the end of the day, you can go in down at the bottom of these streams and walk upstream. Now, if you're going in at the lower reaches of the streams, you really want to walk in the best part of an hour to get above some of that lower water. However, there are many feeders, and I'm not going to tell you which ones. You're going to have to explore these feeders. There are many feeders coming into these streams in the Shenandoah National Forest and the Shenandoah National Park that in themselves are carrying enough water that you can get outstanding fishing. One I fished yesterday was definitely in the lower part, but it was carrying a tremendous amount of water coming in from these side feeders. Go down to about a size 16, flying beetle, my change of pace flies, little moth. I'm seeing a lot of moths along the side of the stream, the horsefly, the housefly, inchworm, those kind of things are along the stream. We don't really have a whole lot of hatches. I did see a fair number of little yellow stoneflies, the Murray's little yellow stonefly. Little black stonefly. The little black stonefly, the Murray's black stonefly at about a size 16 is pretty effective. But I would fish all of these on 6X. I'm finding most of the fish in the mountain streams either in the corners at the head of the pools or on the lip. Now, if I'm throwing you a curve on what those are, these are on page 31 in my book on trout fishing in Shenandoah National Park. The corner is that little thing right in the head of the stream before it dumps into the main part of the pool. But it's right beside the riffle in the head of the stream. The lip is just what it says. It's the last possible place a trout could hold in the lower section of the pool. It's usually formed by a boulder lying there, and he'll get right in front of that boulder, and he'll lie there and feed all day. So take advantage of these streams because they really are in wonderful shape for this time of the year. I handle the fish carefully because they'll be spawning this time next month. I use that pop strike I've talked about before. Pop strike, really, when he comes up and takes my fly, I set the hook, and once I say, I gotcha, I fooled you, I release the tension on the line. I noticed yesterday, probably by using that pop strike, three-fourths of the fish were getting off on their own. So that way you don't stress them, you don't handle them, you don't gook up your fly and all that kind of stuff. But it's just when they come up, you set the hook quickly, you got him, you whipped him, released the tension, and he's on his way. Okay, let's talk about the smallmouth bass. Up again, down again, water level is what we have had all summer long. Now, in order to handle this properly, I'm carrying a sinking tip line as well as my floating line so I can do whatever the stream dictates. How discolored is too discolored? If I'm standing in water knee-deep and I can see my feet, I feel that the stream is definitely fishable. In fact, it can provide some excellent smallmouth fishing with that amount of color. Recently, I may have told you on this, but it bears repeating, I caught the largest smallmouth I've had in several years on the Murray's heavy black Helgramite. He was right below a riffle where the Helgramites are. And I do carry a variety of flies in case the bass want to give me a hard time. I jotted down the five flies that I use in addition to that heavy Helgramite. I use the Murray's Magnum Hogsuckers. That's a big fly for big fish. Magnum Darter, Murray's Crayfish, the Murray's Tungsten, Conehead, Ollie Marauder, and we're still taking plenty of fish on top on the Shenandoah Blue Popper. So those are the five flies I'm using for smallmouth, and the fishing is very good. A friend of mine was on the river 2 days ago, had outstanding fishing, and I might hit it this evening. So if you have any question on any of this, just ring me back at the fly shop here in Edinburgh, and I'll be glad to help you on the flies, be glad to show you the places we fish on the river. Right at this time, both the North and South Fork are doing well, so just let me know how I can help you. The phone number here is 540-984-4212. Thank you very much.